Podcast number 35 is sponsored by WordSprint, your connection choice.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, this is Hugh with podcast number 35. It's about one of my favorite topics. It's about communication. Hey, did you get my email? Whoa. I love the quote from George Bernard Shaw. The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. George Bernard Shaw. He's the one that wrote his friend a long letter and says at the end, "I'm sorry, it was such a long letter. I didn't have time to shorten it." So there's several things about communication. This Orchestrating Success podcast is about converting our passion to profit. It's not about money. It's about how do we care for ourselves. Yes, we got to make money. We built a car, let's put gas in it so it goes somewhere. Money is the result of bringing value to people and solving problems. We must understand what the problem is, and the root of that is communication. You can find the transcript of this at hughballewpodcast.com. Any links or any references will be in the transcript. I'd also like to invite you to hang out with me on Tuesday nights. It's Nonprofit Chat with a hashtag in front of it. Nonprofit Chat, one word. We talk about different topics, and it's on Zoom, it's on Facebook Live, and it's on Twitter using the hashtag Nonprofit Chat. And you can also find that. Use Nonprofit Chat on Twitter. You can find where I'm going to be next doing a one-day Leadership Empowerment Symposium. Would love to have you join me. And if you're struggling to unlock your potential, I've just launched a program you can find at leaderunbound.com. Leaderunbound.com. We are all bound up with something that keeps us from reaching our potential. Leaderunbound.com helps you discover what it is that's holding you back and unlock your potential. We're all held back, so we work on this together. If we say we're not bound up with something, if we say we have it all, we've learned it all, then we're denying that we have a place that needs to be developed within us. And the very best leaders I work with are always striving to be better because they're so good they know there's another step up. So let's talk about connecting with people, communication. Here's the one message I love to get from people. Hey, did you get my email? Well, they sent it 5 minutes before the phone call or 5 minutes before we're supposed to meet, like I'm sitting in front of my computer anticipating their message, when in fact I didn't expect it. And no, I didn't, and you shouldn't have to ask the question, because if I had gotten it, I would have responded to your message. So we send these one-way data dumps. Now, this is a one-way data dump from me to you. I would hope that you would be on my blog where I sent you, hughballewpodcast.com, and comment on these. I would like to have two-way communication. The Nonprofit Chat on Tuesdays at 7 Eastern is two-way communication. We can keep our skills current by conversing with people, by sharing best practices, by assisting each other, by thinking through the hard topics. This is communication. This is collaboration. This is cooperative capitalism, as my dear friend Bernie Dorman says, and he was on this series in the Legacy series. So this session, number 35, is leadership skills is based on communication. No. Leadership skills is based on relationship. We have that wrong. So we think data is what it's about when really the data is transferred because we have relationship. So I'm going to give you my 6 tips for improving communication skills. So this is titled Leadership Skills. Communication is based on relationship. So here's the famous quote. Did you get my email? That's a typical question before those who think that communication is just about data. It's many times it's sent just prior to the time we're going to meet or to have a phone conversation. The question also reveals that the person's lack of social skill and knowledge about how communication actually works. In the early days of personal computers, the computer would send out a document to the printer without any error checking ability. Well, it would go down there and there was no validation. There was no validating cue to know that the printer actually received the file, had paper and ink, and was in fact printing the document. Business computers have the ability now to do a handshake, a cue from the printer validating the information needed to know that the printer could complete the job. When the job was complete, the printer sent another cue acknowledging that the job was finished. Now, all computers do this as a matter of routine. It's expected. We don't have a similar process in human communications. We send an email with no validation that the recipient has actually gotten the message, was able to read it. We assume that they got it, read it, and actually cared about it. We have the same routine that happens in verbal communications. There's no checking for understanding. We just deliver data and assume people receive it exactly as we intended, which is usually not very likely. The bottom line with this is that communication is not about data. It's not only about data. Effective communication is based on relationship. Building relationship is good leadership, and it builds good communication. The message, including the necessary data, is also important for communication. The necessary data and complete data. The email scenario I mentioned above is a toxic habit we've developed with our current culture. We send data and don't have any clue that it's been received, understood, or accepted. We are buried in messages, many of which are not messages we even want to read. Cutting through the noise of communication is essential for us as leaders to build healthy, high-functioning cultures. So here's my list of 6 skills needed to be an effective communicator. Listening is number 1. As a musical conductor, I regard listening as a top leadership skill. Active listening is the key. Active listening includes the skills listed below, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 6 of these. When listening to someone, do not be afraid of leaving some silence. Leave some silence. We have several listening skills, several communication skills. Listening is the top one, but the other side of listening is the silence piece. Communication is part transmission and part reception. So this part about leaving some silence, leave 3 seconds after the person finishes talking. That silence makes sure there's clarity. It's hard to think of the response while they're talking. Listen to the data, leave silence, you get clarity. Silence also validates that you have listened. Silence provides a time for you to prepare your response. Listening is communication by caring and understanding. I love the quote by someone unknown. Listening is so close to loving that it's hard to tell the difference. Wow, that's great. Listening is number 1. Number 2 is presenting. Leaders are people of influence. When leaders speak, it's important to understand the influence that goes with the speaking. In fact, speaking is presenting. It's like you're in front of an audience. We present because we have valuable things to say. Be thoughtful and craft your thoughts into meaningful prepared presentations. There may be only one chance for you to get a point across. Presenting is communicating with a message, a vision, and emotion. We influence people as leaders. Number three is observing. Communication is talking. It's also observing. We listen with our ears. Now we're going to listen with our eyes. Much happens in group interaction and conversation that's often missed. Leaders who observe what's happening around them remain able to respond to what's really happening. Observing is communicating by recognizing that people have understood, and we also understand what they didn't get. So we're not assuming people have gotten the message as we intend. We want to observe. And then the next one is questioning. Effective leaders do not have to know all the right answers. Effective leaders ask good questions and then listen carefully to the response. Effective leaders lead by asking questions that help others develop skills to create their own answers, rather than telling people what to do. Telling others what to do shuts down interaction and discourages independent thinking. Questioning is communication by stimulating individual thinking and individual problem solving. Number five is connecting. Leaders value team members as individuals, not only as functioning placeholders on the team. Connect to people as individuals and recognize them first as the person, the individual that they are, and then as a team member second. Connecting is communication through relationship building. And number six, focusing. Leading others depends on clarity of outcomes and the ability to focus on what is most important. Stay focused, and others will respond in kind. Focus is communication through action. So the six points on being a good communicator: listening, number one, presenting, two, three, observing, four, questioning, five, connecting, six, focusing. This is a tall order I've given you. Leaders are not perfect. Leaders are always moving toward a better, more set of systems and skills. We're always working on our skill set. Communication, it's an ever-expanding topic. I will do some more podcasts on specific communications as leaders of organizations. Remember, you can get the transcript at hubaloopodcast.com. Check out my program to unlock your inner potential called Unbound at leaderunbound.com. And then join me on Tuesdays at 7 Eastern for nonprofit chat. Use the hashtag on Twitter. Subscribe to one of my lists. You'll see the link on the podcast. This is Hugh Ballew. I hope it's been helpful. I look forward to the next journey, and I look forward to having some active communication between us. I would love to hear from you. This session is sponsored by WordSprint. WordSprint is really a mailing, an authority mailing business. They can connect with your tribe, whether it's donors, whether it's customers, whether it's organizations. They are first class printing operation. They print the magazine that I'm co-publisher for, Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. You can find it nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. They also print our flyers, and we stay in touch with a piece of paper that people can hold in their hand, and it's followed up with an email. Hi, Joe, did you get the magazine that I sent to you yesterday? Be sure to look at the article on page 5. I believe it will give value to you. WordSprint has the most sophisticated systems for donor retention, for client retention, to improve your bottom line with the tribe that depends on you for information. profit depends on maintaining and building effective relationships. WordSprint is the authority, the best printing, the best touch points, the best systems. Go to wordsprint.com and ask for a free appointment to see how they can improve your bottom line.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.